Sefer Madrigas HaAdam. First Maimer is about Tekufas HaOlam, different periods in the world. So the first period of the world is Adam Arisha. So first we have to understand Adam Arisha. Hine inyan Eitz Hadas kfishe metzuya b'sechleinu. When we talk about the Eitz Hadas, the way that's sort of formulated in our minds, hudavar shekasha ma'elahavin, is something very, very difficult to understand. Eichu be'emes she'adam arishon bechir hanevroim yitzir kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher bon chulu kol haneshamos yavar al mashatzivo Hashem beperush oid ba'oysa hayom shetzivau b'shosha yada es oynash hamisa she'asigeo acharechein dorosh afilu anachnu lufi katzich leinu lo hayinu osam kazos hayala al das davar kazah. How could it be that Adam Arishon bechir hanevroim Yitzir Kapov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be that, and by the way, it's an unbelievable point the Alter of Navardik makes. He says all of the neshamas of the world were in Adam Arisha. You know that? There's certain people that their neshamas klalis, they have all neshamas in them. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a neshama. Adam Arisha was such a neshama. Everybody came out, after all, from Adam Arisha. On the very day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, he eats from the Eitz Hadas. Even in our small minds, we can understand you shouldn't do that. If the Rebbeinu Shalom told us, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, we would not eat from the Eitz Hadas. You'll say the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, you know, keep Shabbos, keep Kosher, and sometimes it could be that we make a mistake. You have to understand, it wasn't like our relationship with the Torah was not like Adam Arishon's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it, but we get confused. He did not get confused. He knew it. He knew. The Rebbeinu Shalom told it to him. He was only a couple of hours old. He was a baby. But he knew it. So how could it be that he did such a thing? According to the Rambam, it was taka a mistake. The Rambam holds that Adam Arishon made a terrible mistake. How could he have made such a mistake? Adam Arishon's mind was very clear. Before the chait, his mind was very clear. Afterwards, there was a bilbul. Afterwards, there was a confusion. But Adam Arishon's mind was very clear. So there's different understandings. Basically, just to say it out in a quick way, there was no such thing as good and evil, really, before Adam Arishon did the chait. Not in the way that we understand it. It wasn't really a part of ourselves. Adam Arishon, when he was evaluating things before the chait, he evaluated things on a level of true or false. It's a Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim speaks this out. It's true or false. That's the way that Adam Arishon saw the world. Is this true or is this false? He did not see the world as, is this good or is this bad? Now, we have very little shaychus to that. Right? When we see something, we think to ourselves, should I do this or should I not do this? Not, is it true or is it false? Imagine if a person's walking along the street, and so, I don't know, somehow they're in a place where somebody's not dressed appropriately. Imagine if they saw falsehood. We don't see falsehood. We see something we shouldn't look at. It's a moral question. So Adam Arishon was in the world of true and false. So mehayil alasos me'achash atah. So b'mehesis ha'nachash eschavu b'mehitah. How is the nachash able to confuse chava? Like, what? Basically, the author is asking, like, what is going on? Like, there's just so many questions. And everybody asks these questions. It's literally, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages that have been written on this subject. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you and tells you, if you eat this, you're going to die. And the Nachash says, no, you're not. Chava's going to believe the Nachash? Like, what happened to there? Yeah? It was clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, if you do this, you're going to die. By the way, that's what happened. There was no such thing as Misa before that chait. After the chait, now there was such a thing as Misa. Ayin the Ramchal and Darach Hashem, who says that the reason there needed to be Misa is because now the body itself is not purified. The body needs to undergo a rectification process. That process is called death. The Rebbeinu Shem was telling her, you eat, then you must die, because you're going to have inculcated ra into yourself, so we're going to need to work that out. Yidiyas ha-ra mischalekes l'shnei achalakim. So let's talk about ra on two levels. Harishon hi yidiyah she'ena me'ereres ratzonu tshuka. One is a yidiyah that it does not awaken within us a desire. Intellectual. We all have things like that, right? People say that to me all the time. Intellectually, I know it's true, but I don't feel excited by it. People say that all the time. V'hasheni yediya she'meiraris ratzon tshuka. And sometimes we hear an idea and it mamish inspires us. We go wild from it. We get so excited from it. All of a sudden, it's like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have the best davening in the world. What happened? The Rebbe just said the same thing he's been saying the whole year. Sometimes it's just in a certain way. It gets into our brain and boom, flies off. Derech mashal, anu yodim ki shtayim sas ploni hu davar matok maod. V'yesh samim ke'ilu kemo isa ofium shehud nechshav l'davar hayoser na'im sheva olam. Sometimes you have something, say a particular food. It's mamish the best. It's the best food in the world. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Even the best bakers, they say this is the most unbelievable food. And even the scientists, everybody say this is the most incredible thing. And as soon as you put it in your mouth, so all these different pictures, all these different images of how delicious it's going to be, it comes up. Each one better than the next. And from all these chalomas and everything, you could die. But misas neshika, you could die. It's like the kiss of death. It's like unbelievable. Yeah, you could faint from such a thing. And nevertheless, with all that, it doesn't arouse in you. It could be that it won't arouse in you a desire to go and have it. Everybody's telling you this is the most delicious thing in the world. And I believe you. Or, no. I believe you, yeah? But somehow it doesn't awaken me in a desire to go out and get it. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it does. For years, all the LA guys were telling me, oh, Rebbe, you gotta go to Jeff's. So yeah. When I went to Los Angeles, so I got Jeff's. When they told it to me, it excited me in a way that the first thing I did when I went to Los Angeles is I went to Jeff's. I had to get the Western burger. I had to get the sausages. I've had it. It's good. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the Rebbe tells you, don't you understand that this is the most delicious thing in the world? Look, I'm telling you, it's the most delicious thing in the world. I'm living that way. And believe me, I'm an expert. And what does it do by you? Not much. It remains. It's like, I know it's true, but come on. Yeah? It's because there's a certain disconnect. V'yesh min yidiyah acheres kamo ha'yidiyah shalanu sh'ha'tayv v'akine v'akavad motzin es adam in ha'olam ki av sh'yodim anu es ha'rashah b'chol ha'dvarim eilu b'chol zos ein b'kach ha'yidiyah hazos lo'kiyach gam ha'zatev ha'bazah. We also know that there are things that are very, very destructive for us, and yet we do them anyway. So I know it's a bad thing to be a Baal Gaiva. I know it. I could describe to you in great detail the destruction that comes from being a Baal Gaiva. But yet it doesn't stop us from being a Baal Gaiva. I know that jealousy is mamash going to drive me crazy. It's going to ruin relationships. It's going to ruin my opportunities in business. But you see people all the time walking around jealous. Running after covet? Come on, that's a classic. So we know it, but there's a disconnect. We know it, but it does not awaken us a strong enough desire to actually change. So it remains an intellectual idea. It's what it is. It's an intellectual idea. Adam Rishon had simple does not mean simplistic. Yeah, simple means it was absolutely clear. Right? He had, with any other confusions, he had direct, clear, simple understanding. His ratzon, his nature, his desires, that's not what messed him up. It was not possible. It wasn't able to confuse him, because that's not the way Adam Rishon thought. His desire and his mind were separated. What was true was true, what was false, what I want, that's something else. Again, very difficult for us to understand because our thought is impacted by our will. So in our world, it goes will, thought, emotion, action. Whatever we want is what we think about, right? That's what people recognize. You're walking along the street. Whatever you want, that's what you're going to see. Whatever you think about, that's what's going to build emotion. Whatever you want in your emotion, that's what you're going to do. By Adam Rishon, it wasn't that way. By Adam Rishon, there was a split. It's very hard for us to understand. Who yada as hara, the hikar also. He saw the evil. He recognized it. But nevertheless, all he did was good. Sichla hayo kemo seichel malach. Like a malach. A malach knows exactly what to do, and it does it. V'achomer haya etzlo rakim in levush. See, the truth is that a malach in a certain way does have a chomer to it. People don't know that. A malach is not the Ribbono Shel Olam. A malach has a chomer to it. It has a form. It's just that people don't recognize that form because the malach always does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. See, we're so used to thinking that once something has a form and it's separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it automatically doesn't do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. So that's not necessarily true. A malach has a form, and yet it does exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. By the way, the deeper secrets of Kabbalah teach us that that's why we're davening. In davening, a lot of times we talk about the bittul of the malachim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because in a certain way we emanate. Okay, that's a Kabbalah for a different time. But just a basic understanding, to understand that the malachim also have a chaymer, k'mash amar ha-kasuv, oru basar talbisheni, yeah? So that's what it was. There was no by them, by Adam and Chava, yeah, they were totally undressed, and yet they were not embarrassed by that at all. They were not embarrassed by the fact that they were naked. This levush, that levush, what's the difference? Just like the chaymer of malachim, it didn't make any difference to them. Ulam bedaver echad shonim imalach mamish. In one way, they were different from a malach. V'shasha amalach hayu meshula bechira mikol v'kol who eini yachal lasara emirze yan kemetziusa hu asiyas hatov. So there is one difference, and Mirza Hashem tomorrow will speak this out a little bit further. There is one difference between a malach and Adam HaRishon, and that is that a malach did not have any pira whatsoever. He was not able to do the evil if he wanted to. His mitzias was to do tov. And we're going to see, as we speak out further, that by Adam HaRishon it wasn't that way. By Adam HaRishon, his mitzias was not geared towards tov. So in Chaymer, he wasn't embarrassed. He was totally arun, like a malach. Like a malach. He had a Chaymer, he wasn't embarrassed by that Chaymer. So Adam HaRishon had a yediyah, but the yediyah was separate from that which he wanted. We'll see that in a certain way it gave him the ability to be boicher ra that a malach doesn't have. Okay, Mirza Hashem.